Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Public, and welcome to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. And this broadcast is sponsored in part by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And the phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Also, we want to thank Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, located right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, and their phone number is 704-537-2800, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to send a shout out to all of you, certainly the body of Christ, the family of God at the Brand New Life Church, all my Facebook friends, and you, Mr. and Mrs. Public. We're praying for you, and don't forget, prayer changes things because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Reach out on your face.
This is D.K. Martin, pastor of the Great New Life Baptist Church, 1413 Anderson Street, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm your host every Sunday morning on the You Can Be an Overcomer's broadcast, sponsored in part by the Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road off the plaza, serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and lunch and dinner begins at 12 noon. And all through the week, you can just dine at one of the best soul food restaurants in town. The word for today is God's faithfulness. Far above all finite comprehension is the unchanging faithfulness of God. Everything about God is great, vast, incomparable. He never forgets, never fails, never falters, never forfeits his word. Stay with Christ and keep your joy. Brought to you in part by Flores Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road off the plaza, and you can call them at 704-537-2800. Owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. Want to send a shout out to my cousin, Miss Gwendolyn Mills Odom, Facebook friend, Gastonia, North Carolina. Miss Prenetta Martin, my sister-in-law, hooked head for me. Brandon Martin, my nephew, right here in Charlotte and all the way out in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Surely God conscious. Hey, girl, you better wave to everybody for Pastor D.K. Martin. Love you much.
This song says, God's mercy kept me.
God bless you, Mr. and Mrs. Public. And right now, Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers.
Anybody here
almost
ever felt like giving up? Just
right here on
the towel,
break.
Just up.
Enjoy.
I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
Thank you.
somebody next to you, tell them, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
By Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers, I Almost Let Go. And don't you allow anything to separate you from the love of God. And we're praying for the sick and shut in everywhere. And we want you to know that prayer and faith are awesome components when you place them in the hands of God. Continuation of the message from last week by yours truly, Pastor D.K. Martin. Wisdom for the new year. Keep it locked right here on Praise.
The generations behind us, in front of us, we owe it to those who are still living to let them know it is wise and healthy to be saved. It is good to know that God is for you and he's not against you. Wisdom will help us to lay down the weights of sin and run with patience. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Wisdom is the mother to us all. Let wisdom have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any man lack wisdom, I wish I had some help here. Let him ask of God, who gives to every man liberally and upbraideth not. Why? Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This world is filled with unstableness. People of different ethnicities and cultural backgrounds. But God is no respect of person. Y'all might as well help me saying this. Jesus loves little children. Ah, the little children of the world. Be yellow, black, and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves little children. And I don't care how old you are, that's all you're going to be in his sight, is a child. Help me somebody. If you want wisdom, Jesus has already told us, suffer little children. I feel like preaching here. Come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The only way we're going to get into heaven, we have to humble ourselves as children and sit on the lap of the King and let him pour wisdom. Man, we got a Bible that has been attempted to be burned out, stomped out, wiped out. But did you hear what the author and the finisher of our faith said? Before my word pass away, heaven and earth will pass away. My word will stand forever. What are you saying, preacher? Glad you asked. You need something that'll help you to stand. Trials and adversities in this life. People who panic and fall out and collapse under stress are not eating at the table of wisdom. But you take time out and go on a date with wisdom, you'll postpone other dates, I guarantee you. Because wisdom is not going to ask you for nothing. It's here to pour into you. You can glean from wisdom from Genesis to Revelation, and God will bring you into the stature of Christianity that the Lord will have you to be. Matthew 13, 54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom, these mighty works? When you're filled with God's Holy Spirit, people will marvel at the fact, yet you are clay, but out of your bellies flow rivers of living water. They said, we've never heard a man speak like this man. You can go to school or not go to school, but if you've been with Jesus, some folk will declare you got a PhD. It's the wisdom of God being poured into you. Wisdom will reverse ignorance. It will combat stupidity. It will elevate your mentality and cause you to become one of the lights. I tell you, God wants his children to be wise, and he says, because you reject knowledge, I have no alternative but to reject you. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And wisdom is knowledge applied. None of us learn how to drive a car unless someone showed us, or we thought that we were Evel Knievel and we drove without the help of some assistance. Like me, when I was young. But I tell you, it only takes one accident for you to realize wisdom is telling you, get your license and make sure you're covered. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you covered for 2015? Is wisdom telling you to stop bootlegging your Christianity along with your Christianity? See, Christianity is one thing, but you want to be Christianity. Because when you're Christ-like, the anointing of God is upon your life. See, everybody who says they're a Christian can look like a Christian, but on the inside, when your lights are out, when the storms of life are raging, wisdom will tell you to be still and know that he's God. Oh, yeah, Psalms 104, 24. Oh, Lord, how manifold are thy works in wisdom. Has thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. 2015, you need to pray. Wisdom says you need to pray. Wisdom says you need to praise God. Then wisdom says you need to plan before God. Everybody needs a strategy in 2015. There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. That's how you'll find out where you're going. You need to have a little talk with yourself. Yeah. prayer, praise, planning in 2015. And then have all of your purposes endorsed by God. Line up with God's will. Try not to do anything outside of his will. But when you line up with his will, amen, he will lead you every step of the way. The Holy Spirit, by wisdom, is the comforter. He's the paracletus, one that comes alongside to assist as your best friend. For there he is, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You want to find out how close your friends will stick? Get in trouble. Go through hell and high water. If they are attempting to make excuses why they can't walk with you hanging in there, they were never really your friends. But there is a friend that fears no man. I said there is a friend that fears no devil. There is a friend whose government is upon his shoulder. His name is Wonderful. He's the Mighty God. Y'all gonna pray with me? He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the Fairest of 10,000. He's the Rose of Sharon. Wisdom is God's understanding manifested to those who would dare to become his children. Wisdom, amen, is tender. Wisdom is sensitive. Wisdom is knowledgeable. Wisdom can clothe you, wardrobe you, increase your learning. Wisdom will let you know when roads are dead ends. Wisdom will let you know when roads are clear to journey on. Wisdom, through discernment, will let you know when you got the right friend and the wrong one. Wisdom will let you know when to open up your mouth and when to keep it closed. Wisdom will teach you how to be slow to speak, but more apt to hear. Wisdom will give you an advantage over the enemy, because God, through wisdom, has given us keys. I wish I had a witness. I said, he's given us keys. I'm gonna say it one more time. I said, he's given us keys to the kingdom. Wisdom says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Is anybody here ready for this new year?
We want to bring Dr. Roy Anderson Jr., our friend and brother, one of the second generation artists, as we honor and continue to thank God for the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King. This song is entitled Keep On Walking By Faith, right here on Praise 100.9, 92.7.
I've got to keep on.
Keep on. Dr. King reminds all of us to keep on.
Keep on walking by faith.
We shall overcome one day if we keep on.
Keep on walking by faith.
Listen what Jesus told me one day. He said,
say he walked beside you.
Yes, he did.
Say he walked behind me. Keep on walking by faith.
Funeral announcements for the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. The phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. Give them a call today. Ask them about their prearranged and pre-financed funerals. Make an appointment with one of their licensed prearrangement counselors today. The Alexander Funeral Home has been in business for 100 years. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for. Remember, the Alexander Funeral Home. Funeral announcements coming from the Alexander Funeral Home. Miss Mary Ann Cook, graveside service Wednesday at 2 p.m., Oakland Cemetery. Miss Ernestine Harris, wake 11 a.m. service Saturday at 12 noon at the St. Paul Baptist Church. Infant boy Kenneth Maurice Horn Jr., private service. Mr. Alexander Stevenson, private service. Mrs. Madeline Sinead Karras Thompson, wake 11 a.m. service 12 noon Friday at the Spirit of the Word Church. Miss Mary Finley Holly Laws Burns, wake 11 a.m. service Saturday at 12 noon at the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church New Sanctuary. Incomplete, Miss Desby Admonia Russian. Well, you want to do the very best for those that you care for. Consider the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. And their phone number is 704-333-1167. Or you can go to their website, and it is www.alexanderfunerals.com. And remember, my friends, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot hear. God bless you. Bringing now Bishop William Murphy, Let It Rise. And I want you to give God praise today and allow your attitude to rise above your circumstances. And remember, it all happens right here. We pray. For the last half hour, you have been listening to the You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show with your host, Pastor D.K. Martin. You can tune into the broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 WPZS. Also, you can listen to the broadcast on www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast page on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. 24/7, 365 days out of a year. On the world wide web. You Can Be an Overcomer's Gospel Show is brought to you by the Alexander Funeral Home, located 1424 Statesville Avenue here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, we want to thank Flora's Restaurant, located 1820 Milton Road, right here in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, owned and operated by Miss Donna Brown. You can also correspond with Pastor Martin at the Great New Life Baptist Church, located 1413 Anderson Street. The phone number is 704-376-0603. If you're interested in any CDs, use this information and we will get back with you. Until next Sunday, my friend, remember, you can be an overcomer.